President News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A pair of top Senate Republicans on Thursday called for a special counsel to be appointed to probe whether former President Obama aided an effort to undermine President Trump's 2016 White House bid.
Senators Lindsey Graham and John Cornyn pressed for the appointment, saying they wanted answers about how Obama and his administration, quote, manipulated matters in the hopes of a Hillary Clinton victory in 2016. The call came a day after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released a new document casting doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's desire to aid President Trump in the contest, though it backed up the argument that Russia wanted to interfere in the election writ large. Although it does not dispute that Moscow interfered in the election, it sheds light on the Obama administration's handling of Russia's activity at the time. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Trump administration loses a legal round in the ongoing constitutional debate over birthright citizenship. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has ruled President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. It affirms a lower court decision that blocked enforcement nationwide. The order would deny citizenship to children born to people who are in the United States illegally or temporarily. The ruling marks the first time an appeals court has weighed in and brings the issue one step closer to quickly coming back before the Supreme Court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House is focusing on redistricting efforts beyond Texas to help Republicans maintain control of the U.S. House in 2026. Democrats are preparing to respond, with one senator promising to go nuclear if necessary. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 316 points, the Nasdaq rose 38, the S&P advanced 4. This is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda continues to gain traction in Asia, one of the more socially conservative regions of the world. A Hong Kong judge has struck down regulations criminalizing the use of female bathrooms by males, allowing people to use whatever restrooms they wish. However, the judge suspended the ruling for a year to allow the government to consider whether it wishes to implement a way to deal with the contravention. This is SRN News. A criminal federal investigation has begun into a health care insurance giant.
United Health Group says it's cooperating with federal criminal and civil investigations into its market-leading Medicare business. The health care giant said Thursday that it contacted the Department of Justice after reviewing media reports about investigations into that business. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that federal officials are looking into how the company records diagnoses that lead to extra payments for its Medicare Advantage plans. Those are privately run versions of the government's Medicare program, mostly for people ages 65 and older. United Healthcare is the nation's largest operator of Medicare Advantage plans. Tom Murphy, Indianapolis.
The European Central Bank is leaving interest rates unchanged as it waits to see the impact of President Trump's tariffs on the economy before deciding whether to cut rates again. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.